The owner of the gun shop that sold a weapon used to kill a suburban Philadelphia police officer in 2012 is being sued. The Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence says the shop should have known the legal buyer was a straw purchaser, getting the weapon for someone who legally could not buy one. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Insight Firearms of Jeffersonville sold six guns over 14 weeks to Michael Henry, including the Beretta semi-automatic that was used to shoot and kill Plymouth Township Police Officer Bradley Fox September 13, 2012. Fox's widow Lindsay wiped away a tear and clutched the stuffed doll of her husband as she spoke to reporters.
I can't stand the thought that this person who brought this gun that killed my husband was able to purchase nine guns total in about 14 weeks. Six of those guns from the store that sold the gun used to kill Brad. The other eight guns have never been recovered, and I can't bear to think about what those guns are being used for and the other families that may suffer like mine.
Brady Center attorney Rob Wilcox says this bad apple gun dealer is just one that the group is targeting in a new push to stop straw purchases.
The lawsuit alleges that the defendants were negligent in failing to adequately observe and screen their customers in entrusting a straw purchaser with a lethal firearm, in failing to implement best practices to minimize the risk that Insight would sell firearms to a straw purchaser like Henry, and in violating the standard of care set forth by the law.
Henry pleaded guilty to buying guns and straw purchases and was sentenced to 20 to 66 years in prison. The owner of the gun store was not charged. Kim Stolfer of the Pittsburgh-based Firearms Owners Against Crime says the Brady campaign has ulterior motives.
The Brady campaign's goal is not to go after people that misuse firearms. The Brady's campaign goal is to shut down dealers, which they've been very effective at here in Pennsylvania.
Luke Kelly, the retired cop who owns Insight, says he can't comment on the lawsuit. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.